Today's Shia Mishab Yami Yasivan Shinai and Bezrup to Siv Ches. Kotel Shabin Shte Chatzeros Kabawa Asar Lashnaim. So you have a scenario, we have two Chatzeros, and in between the two Chatzeros, is a Kotel that the two Chatzeros, with respect to these two Chatzeros, the Kotel is 10 Tzvachim high. V'mid Eitzel HaKotel Sulam Rachav Arba. So again, remember, if you have a Kotel in between two Chatzeros, with no Psachim, with no window, anything like that, that separates the two Chatzeros in principle, and you should have to do two separate Eruvei Chatzeros. However, what do you have? You have a situation where you have a ladder that has the width of four Tzvachim, V'chein Kenegdo, and then on the other side of the Kotel, you have another ladder that is just opposite on the other side of the Kotel, also going up the wall. Afilo Eina Sulomos Zeh Keneged Zeh. Even if the two ladders are not exactly opposite each other on both sides of the wall, Im Ein Beineihem Shlosha, if they are not distanced from each other, three Tfachim, meaning if these two ladders on both sides of the Kotel are only within three Tfachim, then Chashivi Kepesach. And guess what? The ladder is considered like a Pesach. What's the pshat? What's the whole idea of a Pesach? The whole idea of a Pesach is that you have some type of like entranceway between that wall so that you can go ahead and, if you want, join the two Chatzeros as one Erev. You need to have a Pesach. Here, there's no Pesach. There's no real Pesach. There's no window of four Tvachim. There's no doorway of four Tvachim. But what you have is, you have a ladder that you can go up, and you can climb up to the top of the wall, and sit on the other side, within three Tvachim, on either the right or left side, you have another ladder going down, and vice versa, obviously from the other side going up, because it's also obviously what's three Tvachim away on one side is obviously going to be Tvachim away on the other side. So therefore, that becomes halachically like a Pesach, because the idea is you have access like a Pesach, because you have a ladder that can go up and come down. That's what he says. Hayu muflagim zeh, mikineged zeh shlosha. However, if they are distanced from one another on both sides, three Tvachim, so it's not within three Tvachim, you don't have lavud. So it's not as if they are halachically connected to each other from both sides. So then, in Makotel Rachav Arba, then if the wall on top has a thickness and a width of what? Of four Tzvachim, Avdayin Chashuvim Kepesach. It's still going to be viewed as a Pesach. Why? Because on top of the Kotel is a four Tefach landing, if you will, on top of the Kotel. But if on top of the wall is not four tvachim wide thick, so then, unless the two ladders are within three tvachim of each other, then it will not be viewed as a Pesach. This is all going to now be spelled down in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kotel Samach Aleph. Lishnehem. So both Kotels, both Chatzeros, relate to this Kotel the same, meaning they're on the same level, and therefore the wall is within 10 tvachim of the ground on both Chatzeros. Ritzon Olomar, Mishnei Atzadim. From both sides, the ground to the top of the Kotel is 10 Tfachim. Sifkot and Samach Beis, Ein Beineihem. If there is no distance between the two ladders, Shlosha, Dechashivi Zeh Keneged Zeh, they will be viewed as just opposite each other. Because even though they're not mamish opposite each other, since they're within three Tfachim of each other on both sides, it's as if they are directly opposite one another, so it's as if you're just walking up the steps of the ladder and then going down the other side, even though they're not mamish directly opposite one another, they're within three tvachim. Sif katan samach gimel, then it will be chashivi kepesach. Why is it kepesach? Because it's as if they can just walk up and walk down. It's like a stairway. Bimratzu ma'ar ben yachad. Therefore, if they want, they can join together as one chatzer for one eruv, meaning as one eruv. It's not one chatzer, but similar to one chatzer, since there's a Pesach-like ladder situation, if they choose, they can do one Erev together. Just to review, from the past couple of days, we've seen that there are three types of scenarios. There's a scenario where there's a total breach of the wall, which in that case, the only thing you could do is have one Erev, and if they don't all join in from both chatzeros, you're not going to have a good Erev. Why? Because the whole wall has been breached. If there is no Pesach at all, and you have a 10 Tefach high wall in between, then they have to do separate Eruvin. And if there is a 10 Tefach wall with a Pesach in between, they have a choice. They can either do two separate Eruvin or one. And that's what this is the equivalent of. This is the equivalent of a wall with a Pesach, and if they so choose, they can do one Eruv for both Chatzeros. We continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, "Vimratu me'arvin yachad shari yichol la'los." Why? Why is it like a Pesach? Since they can go up, they lay raid and come down, michatzezel lechatzezel. They can go up and down from each chatzel to the other, derech hasulamos, with the ladders. Umayri shasalumos magi in the rosh kotel. We're talking here where the ladders get to the top of the kotel. Oh, I'll call upon him, or minimally, bepachos mishlosha tfachim, within three tfachim of the top of the samach l'roshan, to the top of the kotel, you'll see coming up. So then it's like, since it's within three tfachim, the ladder is within the three tfachim of the top, and the other ladder is within three tfachim, or the right or left of it, on the other side, then you have, it's like a ladder going up and coming down into the other chatzer from each side. Okay, but how you meflagin zeh kineged zeh shlosha, but if they're separate from each other, three tfachim, Sifkat and Samach Dalit, Shlosha Tfachim, Luadin Afilim Ayam Muflak Tuba. And obviously, if they're separated by more than three Tfachim, it'll be the same exact halacha, as we're going to see coming up. And that halacha is, it all depends on whether there's a thickness and a width on the top of the Kotel of four Tfachim. Meaning you have a landing way on top of this wall of a four Tfachim thick top of the Kotel. That's what it's going to depend on if the ladders are not within three Tfachim of each other on both sides. And that's why he says, if it's Rachav Arba, Sifkatan, Samechei. If it's Rachav Arba, then Adayim Chashuvim Kepesach. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Still viewed like a Pesach. The Kevanshu Rachav Arba, since the thickness and the width on top of the Kotel is four Tzvachim, the Avio, and its thickness, Noach Lishtamei Shalav. It is something that is easy to go ahead and use the top of the Kotel. The Yachol Laholich Misulam Lesulam, and you can therefore go from Sulam to Sulam, Derech HaKotel. On top of the Kotel, you can get to the other Sulam. So even if the two ladders on both sides are more than three Tvachim or more from each other, you can get to each Kotel by doing the old Batman and Robin move on top of the Kotel. You know, Batman and Robin on the side, they walk on the side, you know. Anyway, okay. Sif Katan.
Did you have more than four Tvachim or not?
What?
If you had more than four Tvachim, then it'd be just considered walking into a new place.
No, if you have more than four Tvachim on top of the wall, that would also be good. It also attach the two, because you can get up there and come down. Okay, it might be a problem taking from a bias to the top of the kotel of the neyatzmo if you don't have an eruv. That's going to be a different story, which Shabbat is going to point out. Excellent. Okay, sif katan. Oh, we have to go on now with the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, "Im eino rachav." Back to the Shulchan Aruch. "Im eino rachav arba lokish chashivik pesach." If there's no thickness on top of four tefachim, it's not going to be viewed as a Pesach, because since there's a distance between the two ladders and you don't have the thickness of four tefachim on the top of the kotels, then they're considered separate chatzeros because the wall separates. So now he goes, Beizah Sulam Amru. Now, when we talk about this ladder, what is the nature of this ladder that we're talking about? So he says, Kishiyesh bo arba shlivos. It has to have four rungs. The ladder has to have four rungs. Avav pachus mikan lo. However, if it does not have four rungs, it will not be a good ladder. Ela im kein zroasav ushlivosav kevedos. Unless the sides of the ladder and the rungs of the ladder are very heavy. Sha'az kavdo kovo. Then the weight of the ladder will be koveyayet as a good ladder to go up and down. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan samech vav. You need arba shlivos. You need four rungs. The sulam kazeh, when it has four rungs, mistama hu kovei. The eino notlo misham b'shabes, and it's heavy to the point where you're not going to move it from that area. Machmas kavdo, based on its weight. The alkein hu chashuv kepesach, and therefore, because the issue is it a heavy ladder? If it has four rungs, then mistama, it's a heavy ladder that he won't move, and therefore it's viewed as a pesach. If it's a light ladder, then it is something that he will move back and forth on Shabbos, and therefore it won't be viewed as a Pesach. The issue is it a heavy or is it a light ladder? A heavy ladder will be a ladder that is considered, at least for Shabbos, based there, so it can be viewed as a Pesach in that wall. Then he says, Sabaches, Kvedus, if it has less than four rungs, but it's heavy, meaning Yoser Mikvi HaRagil, Ve'eno Noach Litlo Misham. He says it's a heavy ladder, both in terms of its sides and its rungs. Then it's not going to be easy to go ahead because it's heavier than the normal, and it's not going to be easy to go ahead and move it around such a ladder. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch. They may not kosel gavoa, ella asara. If the wall is only 10 tfachim high, not higher than that. Vizokev sulam gavoa shiva umashu, and the sulam is 7 and a little more than 7 tfachim high. So then the meshach arba, and the ladder has a width of 4 tfachim, so it's 7.5 tfachim. Well, it's not 7.5. 7 plus tfachim high, and 4 tfachim wide. Eitzel hakosel, next to the kotel. Then matiro, bein l'shtamei shalav, bein l'arev yachad. It's going to be meaningful, both in terms of being able to use the top of the kotel, and to join up with another ladder on the other side, to join the chatzeros in an eruv. Why? Kevan shalo nishar shlosha and rosh hakotel. Since there isn't 3 tfachim between the top of the ladder and the kotel, we view the ladder as going to the top of the kotel. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan samich tes ve'im ein hakotel gavoa. If it doesn't have the height, so what's he coming to add? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Bala hosif kan. He's coming to add here da'af besulam zakuf. Even with a very straight up, not even on an angle, a totally vertical ladder. Shekashel alosalav, it's hard to walk up al rosh hakasel to the top of the kotel. Sagi, it's still going to be good. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan samach tes. Sif katan ayin ella asara, and the height of the kotel is 10. Dimu gavoa yosem me asar tfachim. Because if the kotel would be higher than 10 tfachim, lo sagi b'shiva umashahu. It's not going to suffice 7 and a little bit. Ela b'kadeshi yasula magia. What you're going to need is the ladder to come b'toch shlosha tfachim, within 3 tfachim, samach or kotel. He says, when he says that 7 and a little bit will suffice with a totally vertical ladder, that's only if the kotel is exactly 10 tfachim high. But if it's 12 tfachim high, obviously 7 a little bit will not be good, because 7 a little bit will not be within 3 tfachim at the top of the kotel. Ayin aleph shiva umashu, v'lo nisha adosh hakotel rak pachim shosha, and is only left between the top of the ladder and the top of the kotel less than 3 tfachim, and therefore what do we say? V'aminan lavud. We say as if there's no gap at all halachically between the top of the ladder and the kotel. Ayin beis. B'meshach arba, eitzel hakosel. So he says, asulam koi, sheyachzik meshach rochbo arba tvachim, ukanoi mele'el b'reish hasip. He's referring to here the sulam. The sulam has to have a width of what? Of 4 tvachim. And it's going back to the beginning of the sif. What's the point here? U'mishum zehu shir ha-pesach. He says that is the shear of a Pesach. The amudim shel asulam, because it has to, remember, you need to have the shear of a Pesach. So the ladder can't be so thin that it's not, or it has to be at least 4 tefachim wide to be viewed as a Pesach. The same way a window through the wall, or a doorway, an entranceway through the wall has to be 4 tefachim, so too this ladder that's going up has to be 4 tefachim. But he says you could count the amudim shel asulam shetku emashlivos. You can count the side of the ladder in which the rungs are situated in. Gam kein mitzdar from the shears, that will also be included in the shear of the width of 4 tvachim for the Pesach. And he says the ovi ashlivos ein bahen shear. And he says the thickness of these rungs, there's no shear to that. Obviously, it has to be strong enough to walk on so that they don't break. But that's a different story. Sif katan. Ayin gimel. Eitzel hakotel. Next to the kotel. Adela elkoi. It's also going on before. Uretzon olam. It means to say, shezokeif eitzel hakotel bishaveh. It means you put it up right next to the kotel. Sheyachzik b'meshach orech hakotel rochav arba tefachim. And then when you put it up against the wall, there is a width of that ladder, 4 tfachim, wide, okay, along the length of the along the length of the wall. Because of B'maimar Mordechai, and he says it's written in Maimar Mordechai, the Shir Zeh Shel Shibu Mashu Hu Dafka Kishomei Bezkifa. So when we say seven and a little, it's Dafka when we're talking about it standing up totally vertically. Avali Mamito Baal Chasom. But if it's standing on a little bit of an angle, Tzarech Sheyachzik Yoiser, then it's going to have to be taller than seven and a little. Lefi Erech HaAlchason. In other words, the top of the ladder has to reach seven and a little. So if it's on an angle, that means the ladder is going to have to be more than seven and a little. Because how are you going to get to the height of seven and a little on the wall if the ladder is on an angle? If the ladder itself is only seven and a little. So the ladder can only be seven and a little if it's mamish attached up vertically to the wall. Va'ikar she'yarosh ha'sulam. The ikar is the top of the ladder has to be v'soch shlosh ha'tvachim. Some of the rosh the ikar isn't the size of the height of the ladder. The ikar is the top of the ladder. The top of the ladder, where it is situated on the kotel, has to be within three tvachim of the top of the kotel. Okay? Ayin. Hey. Meshech. Oh, so did I skip something? Ayin Dalit. So what does he mean? It's matir bein l'shtamesh alav bein la'arev. That when you have this ladder, four tvachim wide within three tvachim of the wall, it's going to be matir to use the wall and to matir enabling a erev chatzeros of two chatzeros. What does that mean? So what does it mean, l'shtamesh alav? Ayin Dalit. Meaning, as we said before, miklei habayis. It's going to allow you to go ahead and take things from the house, if it was, it's very important, if it was there from the beginning of Shabbos, you will be allowed to go ahead, even without an Erev, kishelo asa ela sulam mitzad echad, ula arev yachad, so that says, you could use it, the top, even from the bias, if you had your own what? If you had your own Erev on one side, then you could use the top of that wall for the what? You could use the top of the wall to, you could use it for the Klei HaBayis. Okay? Ule what? Ule Arev Yachad, and you could use it also to join the two Chatzeros in an Erev, if there's a sulam, mishnei tzadim. Meaning this ladder can do one of two things. This ladder, if it's within three tvachim of the top of the kotel, and it is four tvachim wide, can do one of two things. It can enable you to use the top of the kotel. Okay, if it started in the, okay, if it started in the bayis, if there was no ladder on the other side, and it can enable you, if there was a ladder on the other side, as we said up until now, to join the other chatzer in the Erev. Oh, we'll talk about that. Ayin hey, meshech arba, ritzon olomar. Oh, then that's the next one. We gotta continue on. Back to Shulchan Aruch. Iker chulia, mi rosh hakotel, limatoi, mi goiva, asara, im yeshba, meshech arba, mehani, bein la soso, what's this referring to? He's saying, if you have a, let's say, an area dug out on top of the kotel, that can go ahead and minimize the height of asara if it has the width, meaning along the length of the kotel, of four tzvachim. And it's going to mahani bein lasoto ke pesach la'arev yachad bein l'inyan sheyachol l'shtam b'chol achotah. It's going to work to create a pesach, and it's going to work to be able to use the kotel. If that dugout piece on top of the wall is four tzvachim lengthwise on the kotel, it's dug out four tzvachim. So look what he says: meshach arba ritzon olomar hamakom shenismaye migova asara tzvachim. Yeshbo arba tvachim b'meshach hakotel. It has four tvachim along the length of the kotel. So, meaning you lessen it's not. That means that area, four tvachim, in terms of the length of the kotel, is now below 10 tvachim high. because it went down. So now it's used as Pesach. Why? Because you don't have a 10-tefach wall for 4 tefachim along the length of the wall. So therefore, that itself could serve as a Pesach even without any ladder. You with me? So it will allow you to go ahead to use the total top of the kotel. Look at Ayin Vav. Sheyochel l'shtamish b'chol ha-kotel. L'chayra in lo erbu yachad. Now he's going to say, he's going to get into what you were talking about before. If they did not go ahead and do an Eruv together, elekol echad b'fnei atzmo, but everyone is doing their own Eruv, we got a problem here. Halo osrin zal zeh l'shtamish al rosh ha-kotel m'klei ha-bayis. They're going to ask each other from using, okay, that kotel, because now it becomes like a joint chatzer, that top of the kotel. That was your question. So Yesh Lomar, so it goes like this. Let's study in Tani. You have to read it like from both ways. It goes like this. Dimashik kosav l'arev yachad, when it says to join in an Eruv, that's my rishon ismayit kain, kolo v'yakotel. That's where what's been dug out of the kotel is the whole thickness of the kotel. And therefore it's a pesach l'shneim, and what they're going to do is make an Eruv for both of them together. But when it says to give them the ability to use the top of the kotel, look what he says. Umashakosav sheyachol l'shtamei v'chol ha-kotel, you could use the full kotel. Check this out. My Rishalon is Mayik. We're talking about where it did not go ahead and get dug out b'chol avyo from the whole thickness of the wall. Ella b'tzad only got dug out on the tzad closer to you. So the other guy can't use the top to put things on it. Yeah? Why not? Because it's on top of the kotel. You can't take it from your bias and use the top of the kotel because it's not a, it's above 10 tefachim. And it's like its own mishos. So you can't go from your bias to the top, but from the guy who's from the guy whose side is dug out, it's below 10 tefachim. So he can put he can put things there. It's like it's in his rishus. So he can put things there. It's like it's on the karka. Anything below 10 tefachim is like on the karka for him. So that's what he says. So only on the side of the guy that it's dug out, that's the guy who could use it when it's dug out the meshach arba tefachim. But not lezeh tashmisho benachas, and therefore it's going to be to him easily usable. Lemishan ismayet mitzido. Because the guy, what's the reason why the guy whose side it is can use it, and the guy whose side, and the guy whose side has it dug out can use it, and the other guy can't? Because the halacha is the one who has easier usage is the one that the chazal gave the ability to use it. That we learned from 2 days ago, or last the other day. So that's what he means. V'nasa l'zeh tashmisho benachas l'mishin esmayet mitzido shenoach l'olos v'makom hamiyut v'menu yal el rosh kol hakotel v'lashreini tashmisho bekasha. The guy whose chotzer is on the side where the wall has been cut into on top, and again, it's not through the whole thickness of the wall. It's only going to be cut in 4 tefachim in length on his side of the wall. So that person is going to have easier access to the wall, and therefore, the halacha is it's viewed as his wall for usage. And the other one, whose tashmish is kasha, is more difficult, cannot use the wall. Vayeim beis meir shekasav de'eino mutter. Beis Meir writes that it's not going to be permissible. Aflamisha tashmisha benachas. It's not going to be permissible even for the one who has easier usage, but due to the fact that it is lower down. Elim ken yesh b'makom shenichfas ma'ovyo arba tefachim al arba tefachim ayin shan tamo. He says the only time the individual who is facing the part that has been dug in 4 tefachim in length is going to be able to use the whole wall over the other individual is only going to be in a case where it's also 4 tefachim deep. It has to be 4x4 tefachim, and he says, I ain't shum taimo, check out the reasoning. So it basically comes out as follows. If it's dug through 4 tefachim throughout its whole thickness, so then since it is dug out and is now below 10 tefachim high throughout the whole thickness of the wall, so then they have the ability, both chatzeros, to join in an Eruv, and that is because it is like a Pesach, because that part, that section of the wall, 4 tefachim in length, is not above, is not up to, does not reach 10 tefachim in height. And therefore, that area is going to be viewed like a Pesach, and they could have a joint Eruv. In terms of using the top of the kotel, so that, as you know, if there was no, it wasn't dug out at all, they both cannot use the top of the kotel, even if they each have their own Eruv, because the top of the kotel would be like the a joint chatzer of both, in which they would not be able to go ahead and utilize the top of that wall for things that come from the bias. Now, here, we're talking about one side that has it dug out, so then he has an easier access to the top of the wall. Therefore, it is his rights to use the top of the wall, except there's a Beit Meir who says it's only if it's not only for Tfachim dug out lengthwise along the wall, but also into its depth. But obviously, we're not talking about where it has gone all the way through, because if it has gone all the way through, they can join an Erev, but they won't be able to. If they don't join an Erev, they won't be able to utilize either of them, the top of the Kotel, for usage from the bias. We move on. Sif Katan Ayin Zayin. That comes to the end. Go back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'mein bo arba eino choshev kepesach l'arev yachad. If there is no area four tfachim in length dug out from the top of the kotel, 10 tfachim kotel high, then it's not going to be considered a pesach l'arev yachad, because it needs to have four tfachim in length to be considered a pesach. And again, it has to dip below 10 tfachim in height from the top of the kotel. V'chein eino moel l'shtamesh b'chol ha-kotel. And also, you would not be able to use the whole kotel. Look at Tzivkot and Ayin Zayin. We're talking here, as we said, b'chlei bias, with kalim that started in the bias. U'may risha kotel hayarachav arba tfachim. And obviously, we're talking where the kotel itself has a thickness of four tefachim. The bepachas mizeh mutar b'chol gavne l'shtamesh b'chol ha-kotel. Then, regardless, you'd be able to use the whole kotel. U'kidil el b'sof sevav, because it's a makom p'tur. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch says she'eino m'shtamesh ela k'neged hamakom shenismayit. You'll only be able to go ahead and use mamish opposite that area that has been carved out. That area will be able to be used. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shashong hu tashmisho benachas, because in that area it's going to be easier to use. Sha'omed bekarka u'mishdamish, because he's standing in the karka and he's using it. Aval eino noach la'alos derech alav l'rosh hakotel, but it's not going to be make it any easier to go on it to the top of the kotel. Hol ve'eino ein bo arba b'mishcho, because there is no four tefachim in length.